Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we're not experts, we're podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, which we just love, our voicemail and text message number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com. And if I may just make a quick request, if you would like to send us a voice memo, please do not text it to us. Please send it to our email. We can totally accept voice memos at our email address, but I cannot quite figure out how to download a voice memo via the Google Voice text messaging app. So just a request, if you are inclined to voice memo it, please email it.
All right. Thank you, Kate, for that little tip.
No problem,
Dory. Please do visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. Follow us on Twitter at Forever35Pod, on Instagram at Forever35Podcast, and join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/group/Forever35Podcast. Please do also sign up for the newsletter. We have another issue going out on Thursday.
You know, Dory really puts her heart and soul into this newsletter, so just want to shout you out for all the work you do. I write one thing.
Rex. I know, but they're very important.
Thank you, Dory.
Oh, I meant to tell you, actually, yes. Your wreck from last time, the Dawn dish soap squirter thing.
Yeah, foaming soap.
We stayed in a VRBO house last weekend, and they had it.
Okay, so I'm about to be proven right. Is it amazing or what?
It was great, yeah.
It's better than regular dish soap.
It's better than regular dish soap. I'm with you.
Oh my God, I freaking love Dawn. And there's also a Dawn spray that they make, like a dish soap spray that I've also now acquired. I'm like a full-on Dawn ambassador.
Wow, look at
you. Who knew that would be where I land at 42, but here I am.
And I also just want to remind everyone that my book launch is on June 28th and 29th. And if you were at the Forever 35 happy hour last week,
what a fun party.
I mean, it was really fun. It's going to be that fun, if not possibly more fun, I don't know, on the 28th and the 29th. Kate will be there, but so will people like Elizabeth Holmes, Maureen Gu, Jasmine Guillory. It's just going to be great. And we have two tickets. One of them is free, which gets you access to the live stream. And then one of them is a paid ticket where you get a signed hardcover copy of my book sent to your home. That also gets you access to the after party. and the Q&A/chat during the event. And look, the chat during the happy hour was lit. So
it was popping off.
It was popping off. So you're going to want to get in on that chit chat.
It was really and fun. I started crying when I started seeing where people were from. Did you cry?
We both kind of cried. I got very emotional. There's a link to buy tickets on my website, dory-freer.com, or we will also link to the Eventbrite direct link in the show notes.
All right. Party in the USA.
Party. So Kate, how's it going?
I did share my monthly meditation practice with the Forever 35 Peloton Facebook group yesterday. Mm-hmm. So if you are in that group, go check it out. If you're a Peloton user, I have made a 30-day meditation practice. Maybe I'll try this with the Calm app in another month. And I did want to say that I have been finding, like, I have been doing typical me kind of things where I wait till the end of the day to do the thing. But I'm really trying to stick to it. So what I have kind of done is adjusted, and I will put on the I'll get completely ready for bed, get into bed, turn the light off, and then just, you know, like lying down and then play the meditation on my phone, like a relaxing meditation. And it has been so nice. And I fall asleep like instantly with the meditation. So that is how I have been doing it. And the Peloton sleep and relaxing meditations are really good. Like, I barely even make it through them. I'm just out.
Wow. That's amazing. That's quite an endorsement.
And, you know, I rely on melatonin to help me get to sleep, but I've had such crazy dreams because of the melatonin that I need to take breaks. I mean, I had like the most, just a really unsettling dream the other night. And I was like, I need to just like do a little like cycling with this melatonin. So I have found the meditation app to be even more helpful since I'm not relying on my melatonin.
Wow. Okay.
That's what's going on here. Trying to sleep and trying to unclog things. You know, just a day in the life.
Just a day. Just a typical day in the life of Kate Spencer.
Meditating and toilets. That really is honestly what I'm about.
Wow. I'm here for it. Here for it.
How has it been going? I know you've been dealing with a lot of overwhelm.
I have.
Which I can definitely empathize with. And how has it been going, and what are you kind of doing to mitigate it?
Well, you know, I feel like I'm like usually pretty on top of things. And like, as you, someone who's worked with me for 3.5 years, I feel like you would probably agree for the most part. Like, I'm usually on top of my shit. Yes.
Yeah. 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 I would say you're very on top of your shit. You have your own systems and you have it down.
Okay. So this past week, I feel like my systems have started to fail me. And I have too many disparate things going on. Like, I have my podcast stuff, I have my book stuff, I have other freelance stuff, I have, you know, personal stuff. Like, there's just so much, and there's so many moving parts that I'm like, oh my God. Like, for my book stuff, I was suddenly like, I'm getting 5 million emails from different people about different things. Nothing is in one place. Like, I literally cannot keep track. Like, I need help.
Yeah.
And so someone put together a spreadsheet for me just for like those projects. But then I was like, I feel like I'm flailing. I'm like forgetting things. Because there's just, I've like too much going on. And so I posted on Twitter, because for some reason I felt like Twitter people would have good suggestions for this.
I think so.
Like, what do you use as a system? Because my system of like kind of just using Google Calendar is not working for me right now.
Yeah.
And I got so many suggestions, and I mean, my biggest takeaway from all this is that there really, and like, I feel like we already knew this, but like, there is truly no one size fits all situation when it comes to this kind of stuff. And like, what works for you might not work for another person. Another takeaway that I had is that a lot of people use a combination of analog and digital to help them keep track of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I have tried to do this in the past to like middling degrees of success.
Me too.
But I was like, let me try this again. I'm just going to take out one of my many notebooks and just like start a new sort of planner, task list, etc. And Kate, I kid you not, I opened every single notebook that I opened.
And you had like a to-do list?
Was an abandoned like planner, bullet journal, right? Like,
yes.
And I was like, going back years.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, right. Like I've tried to do this before and it like has not worked.
I mean, I'm trying again with the half digital, half analog with this fucking notebook. Pardon my language. So yeah, I see you.
Yeah. And you know, for a while I was able, people probably remember I was able to get away with just like making a to-do list at night.
Yeah, you kept it by your
day.
By your
bed. I kept it
by my bed.
And that was kind of my nod to having an analog component. But that again is no longer cutting it. So here's what I'm doing for this is my experiment. Someone recommended an app called Amazing Marvin. Another thing I learned from this query is that there are a lot of to-do task reminder type apps out there. Mm-hmm. And I've actually tried many of them. And we use Trello for Forever 35 stuff, and I have tried to use it for personal stuff, and it just like has not taken.
Can't do it. Yep, same.
So Trello was out, but the person who tweeted at me about Amazing Marvin, one of the things that sold me on it was it seemed very like customizable, and so I've been poking around with it, and so far I really like it. We'll see like how it works. I mean, it's been less than 24 hours, but so far so good. And I also ordered a Moleskine planner notebook. And then someone else recommended a sticky note to-do list pad. And so what I'm gathering from all of this is that it's going to be a little bit of like trial and error here. I'm going to have to just kind of see what works and like what takes.
So a sticky note to-do list pad, is that... like it's literally a thing you stick somewhere? What is this?
Yes. Let me find the it is from a company called Russell and Hazel, and it is to-do sticky notes. I'm putting it in our document so you can take a look at it.
Okay, thank you. And then I have a follow-up question about the Moleskine. So let's start first with the sticky notes. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I'm opening up the... oh, cute. Okay. Cute. All right. So you would do one a day here?
I guess I would do one a day. It has like 15 slots for things. I don't know. Cute. We'll see how that works out. And then I ordered a Moleskine Pro planner.
Is this like a daily calendar?
So this is, it's undated.
So I love it. Okay. Already on board.
You can fill in, you know, whatever dates you want. And it has various like, it has like sort of a calendar, but then also like you can make lists. It just seemed like versatile in a way that I needed. But again, like we'll see. I don't know. Yep. Maybe Amazing Marvin will be like my solution. It said it's specifically made for people, or like it is especially good for people with executive function issues and ADHD.
Oh, well, ASAP downloading it then. Hello.
Like, I don't think I have ADHD, but, and I, And I'm like generally pretty good with executive function stuff, but I figured something that was specifically made for people with executive function issues would be helpful given my current state of disarray. So
I don't know. I'm glad you bring this up because this has been something that's really been weighing on me, just this executive function and how I've never been able to have a system, and yeah, it's stuff I'm hoping to really kind of dig into this year. But I was just thinking about it last night because I was like so plagued with overwhelm about the amount of stuff I have to do, but I like I couldn't even figure out where to begin. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I know that many people kind of suffer from that experience. And then like you'll walk by a thing like I have a bucket of rocks I have to deal with. Just like every day I see the rocks.
Totally.
And I'm like, "Oh, this would take, you know, it would take a minute, but I can't deal with these rocks right now." And then the rocks just sit there for months. So and quite literally, it is a bucket of rocks that I have to deal with. I have to take these rocks out of my yard and put them into planters. All right. Well, I'm excited to hear how this goes for you. I mean, it's you do have like 50 balls in the air right now. And I think it can be so hard to stay on top of just one thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how this works out. What's also, I'm realizing why it's good to have something that is, you know, not just on your computer or not just on it, you know, in a planner, is like, I thought of something. I was walking Henry this morning and I thought of something that I need to do, and I could just like put it in my app on my phone, which like, duh, you know, I know, I realize it's not earth shattering, but I need to just like be able to do that because I do think of things at random times.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out, like, I need something where I can just, when something comes in my brain, I jot it down and then it exists everywhere.
Yes.
But I don't know if that's real.
Well, like, I think the only place it can't exist is like your analog planner.
Right.
Anyway, more on this to come. We should get to some listener questions. So let's take a short break and we will be right back.
Awesome.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use. And I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right, we are back. I have an interesting quandary from a listener. Dear Cat and Door, PSA, I recently suffered an acute embarrassment, so I thought I would give you all a heads up so that maybe you will not suffer the same fate. I've learned so much from listening to your show, not the least of which is that apparently people pee in the shower. I'd never heard of this practice, much less participated in such actions. Well, last week our shower was draining slowly, so I called my plumber. We have used the same guy for many years, and he popped right over to clean out the drain. After he finished the job, this was our conversation. Plumber, it's all good, just some hair and crystallized urine. Me, what? Plumber, yes, just a buildup of crystallized urine caused by peeing in the shower. Me, red-faced and melting into the floor. Oh, good to know. I quickly ushered him out the door and surmised that my husband has indeed heard of the practice of peeing in the shower and has participated in such actions. Love your show. Forever yours. Love from a potty tinkler who's apparently married to a shower peer.
I think there's nothing to be bashful about peeing in the shower.
I agree.
It's just.
But I also didn't know that there could be buildup in the drain from pee.
I didn't either. Crystallized urine.
Yeah. Wow.
Ooh. Should I Google that and see what it looks like?
I'm going to pass on that.
Okay. That's
but,
fair.
You know, feel free. Live your truth.
I will probably live my truth. I mean, look, that plumber has probably seen it all, right? Like, they're not fazed. I don't think there's anything
totally.
To truly be embarrassed about here.
Totally. Totally.
I wonder if this person then, like, texted their husband and was like, yo, you pee in the shower a lot?
It sounded like this listener was almost like too embarrassed to bring it up.
I say just like, go for it. Just bring it up.
Yeah, just bring it up.
Hey, I just want you to know, or you could just like drop a text. It's like, hey, honey, I just want you to know that your urine crystallized. Okay, what are you making us for dinner? Bye. Just, you know, like drop it into a text and see what they do. Anyway, how magical is urine that it can crystallize?
Wow. You know, oof. Henry pees in the bath a lot.
Ew.
Is that gross? I don't know
why that is my limit. You know me, I'm like a disgusting person, but then he sits in it, or do you just kind of let it?
It's like very watered down pee.
I know.
And it's not like an adult size pee. It's like, it's a tiny 2-year-old pee. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's the kind of thing where if I'm picking my battles, that is not the one I'm going to pick.
That's fair.
I don't particularly care. Maybe it's gross, but I'm also like, eh, he's 2.
I mean, who cares? You know what I mean? Who cares?
Exactly.
Someone's going to yell at, tell us that like the poop particles we should be carrying, but
he has never pooped in the bath.
Well, you are lucky.
I know.
Because the day that happens is going to be the worst bath of your life.
I've been dreading it for his entire life. And like, knock on wood 1,000 times, it's never happened. Not to get like too into Henry's bathroom habits, but he often, like when he was littler, he would often have a poop right before bath.
Oh.
Like he knew. I know. It was weird. Anyway.
Okay. I like your son.
Let's move on.
All right. Let's keep going.
I do too.
Okay. So here's a really interesting email that has like kind of been haunting me. Hi, Kate and Dory. I have a few coworker girlfriends. Aside from getting along great, we hang outside of work and even got a house for a girls' weekend a couple months back. Lately, though, I've discovered the four of them have been hanging out without me, and I'm not sure why. At first, I didn't think much of it and tried to initiate hangouts to address the issue. But then they started referring to weekend hangouts at work, which didn't include me. Last Friday at lunch, I asked what everyone was doing over the weekend, and each gave me a pretty standard response: gym, haircut, etc. Come to find out, they all got together on Saturday at a bar in my neighborhood. I honestly can't think of why I'm being excluded from these outside of work hangouts. Our dynamic in the workplace still seems exactly the same. I don't want to ask them what's going on because I don't want the workplace friendship to get weird or awkward. I feel like I should just be happy that we get along at work and accept this change, but would love to hear your thoughts.
A very similar issue came up recently. I think it was in the main Forever 35 group. This just sucks. This whole dynamic just sucks. I hate this.
I hate this too. This like truly haunted me. I was like every waking moment of my day, I was thinking about this situation. I have to be honest. I feel like these people have decided that they don't want to hang out with you. They want to make the group them, and they are excluding you for whatever reason. I don't think you ever need to know the reason. These people are not going to be your closest people.
Yeah.
And you are totally welcome to say something to them because I do think it is weird, but my instinct would be that they are giving you a very nice red flag to pay attention to, and you can just back off and keep it cordial at work.
Yeah, that was going to be my advice as well.
It is very hard to feel like people do not like you and to be excluded and to for there to really be no. They might have a reason, but for the reason not to maybe be anything that is obvious or big or like there's been some big eruption.
Yeah.
And it just sucks. I don't think there's a single person in the world who handles that well. It just freaking sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what I was going to say. It's like, it's great that you went on a girls' weekend with them to Santa Barbara, but like, I think now they're showing you who they are and what their priorities are. And I think it's going to be better for you if you can cultivate friendships outside of work.
Yeah. And I do think work friendships are such a tricky situation. And I say this as someone who makes a podcast with a dear friend, but like,
Kate, I've been meaning to tell you, I've been hanging out with
you and Sammy went on a beach weekend without
Sammy.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I would die. No, I mean, it's really tricky because you have to maintain a professional relationship, but you are with these people probably more than anybody else in your life. And obviously yes. Very close bonds form. And of course, like relationships, marriages, friendships, so many things grow out of work relationships, as they yeah. should. But then when they go sour and you still have to maintain the professional relationship, it's really hard to navigate.
It's really hard. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too. And like, there is no other way to read a bunch of my friends got together at a bar in my neighborhood and didn't tell me. There's no other way to read that. That's deliberate, right?
Yes. Yes. Like, I think that is 100% deliberate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, to me, the truly shitty thing is when everyone gave me pretty standard responses, gym mm-hmm. haircut. Like they straight up lied.
Yeah.
And these people suck.
I don't know. I mean, do you think it's worth this listener being like, hey, you know, I really value my friendship with you three or however many there are. Hold on, let me see. They don't actually say the four. Okay. So do you think it's worth this listener confronting these four people about this and just saying, like, if there's a reason why, I'd love to know. But I really like our value, our relationship, both at work and as friends. And, or do you think it's just not even worth touching?
So tricky. I feel like if it wasn't a work relationship, it would be, I would be more inclined to have the person be like, what the fuck?
Me too. 100% me too. Yes.
But because it's a work situation, that makes me a little warier of confronting it. Because again, you don't know why they're excluding you. And we don't want this to turn like dark and nefarious. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like for your own self-preservation, I feel like it's better just to back off.
Yes.
Maintain professional relationships and focus your friendships elsewhere.
Yes. This is how I feel as well.
But I'm so sorry that you're in this situation. That's really just a shitty way to have to feel.
Yeah, totally. So we're just going to take a short break and we will be right back.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
All right. Well, we are back with kind of a doozy of an email.
It's a long one.
It's a long one.
I'll start it. Do you want to read the second half?
Sure.
Okay, great. Or we could like switch off with the paragraphs. Like
I'll
at school.
Read the second half.
Okay. Hello there. I'm going to try to my best to explain this in a timely manner. I am a woman and have been in a marriage with a man for 4 years. When we met, I was coming off a hard run with alcohol addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder cycles that have been going on and off for 13 years. The beginning of our relationship was rocky, but in the end, I was able to get sober when I got pregnant with my son, and I will be 3 years sober in July. As for my husband, he is a great man. He's safe. He's a wonderful father to our son. I clung to him when we met because I finally felt like I was in something healthy and like someone actually accepted me. At the time, I didn't care that we had been raised completely different, and I felt he was what I needed in order to make it through this life. I was raised in a liberal household and taught to be very independent and content being alone. When I got deep into my addiction, I felt out of control and like I needed and wanted stability. So I became completely immersed in Christianity with my then boyfriend, now husband. It was all new to me and I became a part of it all, serving, singing, helping with many church events. As time went on and I was sober for longer, I realized I do not agree with many things that I was claiming to believe. My question is this: what do you do when you get further along in sobriety/life and finally realize who you are? I realize that I am not the person that my husband is in love with. He's in love with a spokesperson I send out into the world to get by, to fly under the radar, and to not ruffle any feathers. He knows part of me, but it isn't the whole me. So here it is. I have had a very hard time accepting the fact that I am not 100% straight and have had experiences with women in the past, and up until this year, I carried a lot of shame with this, especially after entering the church world. After years of denial and me trying to pray myself into a different, less authentic version of myself, I realize that I don't need to be embarrassed of who I am, that there is nothing wrong with me, and that I am enough as is. Okay, I'll pass the mic to you.
Okay. I have tried telling my husband about this twice, but both times I end up just taking everything back because it turns into how I must have tricked him about who I am in order to get someone to marry me. As a Christian, he doesn't believe in non-straight relationships. He loves everyone but doesn't love the sin, he says, and it truly just feels like too big of a hurdle to try to climb alone, so that is why I'm asking for help. Just a side note, there is no affair going on, and this is not about me wanting to be with someone else. It's solely about me at almost 37 wanting to finally stop lying and pretending. I've been trying to fit into a very small box my whole life, trying to make sure everyone is happy around me. I'll do anything for my son and his well-being. The only thing I care about is him being happy, healthy, protected, and cared for, but I can't seem to forget that I, myself, should be happy too. I meant my vows when I said them, and don't take them lightly. I know I made a legally binding decision to be in this, and so oftentimes I play devil's advocate and tell myself this is the choice I made, and now I must live it out. I have not told anyone any of this, not even my therapist, whom I adore and trust 100%, but I plan to tell her at our next appointment this week. Please offer any thoughts on this. I'm open to any and all ideas. I just want to feel authentic and happy. I want to be a good person and contribute positively to this world, but I feel I can't if I'm not first honest about who I am. Everything I do feels half true. Am I just being selfish? Wow.
No, you are not just being selfish. You are not being selfish at all.
Wait a second. She is being selfish, but that's okay.
Okay. I like where we're both going with this.
In my opinion.
Okay.
She's never allowed herself to think about herself first.
Yeah, selfish is not bad.
No. Like, I think it's time that you put yourself first. You've subsumed yourself to other people and your addiction your whole life. And now you're finally saying, hey, wait a second. Like, this is me. I want to be loved for me. And I don't love how your husband is reacting to you about this.
I don't either. I first want to say, one, congratulations on 3 years sobriety. Two, congratulations on owning and loving your truth and your authentic mm-hmm. self.
Yes.
That is amazing. I can speak for Dory, I think, in saying that we are so happy for you. And I also want to note that if your Christianity is important to you, there are Christian communities and churches that welcome and fully see and love people of all sexual identity without this love the person, don't love the sin stuff, which I believe is incredibly harmful.
Yes.
Being gay is not a sin. No sexual orientation is a sin.
So, okay, I have a couple of thoughts.
Okay.
As I read this email, my sense from this, to me, the subtext read that you are asking for permission to leave your husband.
Yep.
I could be wrong about that, but that is what I got from this email. To which I would say, you have permission to leave your husband. If I'm off base here and you actually want to try to save your marriage, I would strongly suggest that you go into couples counseling with your husband. If he does not want to go into couples therapy with you, then I think that is another piece of data, as my therapist would say, that you now have to help you make your decision. You know, you're married to a man who is gaslighting you, essentially, about getting married. And if he doesn't want to go to couples therapy, then that's just another thing that I think you need to take into consideration. However, my sense from this is that you do not want to be married to this person. And that is totally fine.
Yeah, and you know, this person says that they want to do anything for their son and his well-being. I think that living authentically is important for your son mm-hmm. and his well-being. And your happiness influences his happiness. And I am privileged to know many divorced and uncoupled people whose children, like I know adults who are happy and whose children are happy and healthy. And they, just because their parents aren't together, doesn't mean that they're not healthy, protected, and cared for. You can co-parent and give your kid all that stuff and also find your own happiness.
Yes.
A marriage is not an obligation. Like, it's just because you made a, quote, legally binding decision. Well, luckily, we can unbind it.
Yes, there are mechanisms to unbind this decision.
You do not need to live in your unhappiness because you made a decision to get married. Relationships end. People evolve and change. We want to see you living in your light.
Amen.
I just feel so, like, I just feel so strongly about this. Get out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are an amazing, like, what an amazing parent this person is. You deserve to live in joy and live in your true self. And, like, you've given yourself such a gift in accepting yourself and who you are. Mm-hmm. Yes, get out there. If your husband's a great dad, he'll be a great dad, not as your husband. You know?
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Okay. I could talk about this for days, but anyway, let's
keep us posted.
Keep us posted. Yes. Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Dory, great talking to you.
Likewise.
All right. Well, TTYL, everybody, thanks for all your messages. Keep them coming. We appreciate you.
Bye.